Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, I'm Harriet Dyer.
And I'm Anna Thomas. And this is our podcast.
I don't usually find women funny, but...
I don't usually find women funny, but...
Okay. Oh, okay.
Am I all tucked in? I think I'm asking you to... Can you tuck me in, please?
Oh, my mum used to do that.
Oh, same. What age do they stop?
No, that's just talking.
That's lovely, though. No.
My mum still would if she was still alive. She'd still tuck me in.
No, I just...
Yeah, it's lovely. I remember once when I fell down a vertical hill on roller skates and I had just like the scabbiest. I had, well, some guy threw me in a river because he said I was so horrific to look at.
What? And then, we can't, don't move on from that. And some guy threw you in a river because he said you were horrific to look at.
Yeah, because I went down a hill on my face on rollerblades and then I had like, it's a miracle that I, scarred and that. So I didn't pick my scabs and my mum. When every day, a couple of times a day, my mum would come up to me and I was just like, she put cushions so I was just like that, and then she'd like bathe my face and I thought of this in salt water.
Wait, so you fell down a hill on rollerblades,
yeah,
scraped your face, and a man threw you in a river because he said you were horrific to look at.
Yeah.
This is horrible. I'm so sorry.
No, he often did. Because I was like this.
He often did. Oh my God.
Yeah, I was like this. I was just. People would always. Because I never dressed girly. So then people would always think that I was like this horrific creature. Like, what is she? People
what?
Would always.
Yeah. Beautiful. I'm going to fight them. Give me their names. Line up, boys. I've got
well,
two fists.
Life, one of them would.
And lots of tears. You are, sorry.
In later life, one of them would, like, try and flirt with me.
I had that. Somebody used to bully me in one of my schools, like, the first school, like, comprehensive I went to. Then I saw them when I was, like, college age. And, yeah, trying to give me the, like, no, get away, boy. Smelly
that's
boy.
The ultimate. What well, you taught me of the word, the neg.
Negging, exactly.
That's a premeditated, well, and time. Travelling.
Yeah.
No. To do it so...
Horrible.
Yeah.
Oh, nasty creatures. No, you are beautiful. But also, this doesn't help... So,
Why did I tell you this? Oh, yeah, so my mum bathed my face. I bathed the youngest yesterday. Oh. He jumped over a fence and got skewered. So...
Oh, no!
Yeah, his...
oh, bless him.
His legs, so I was dabbing his sore, and then I thought of all the times my mother dabbed by. But my friend, I was with my friend when I fell down, and it must have been the 90s because I had a backwards Kangol hat and a Kangol t-shirt.
Oh, I would have been your friend.
Was all red checked trousers. I was thinking
that's
actually.
That's a statement.
Pardon?
That's a statement.
Yeah, always was. Well, I was thinking in my car yesterday, I used to get my clothes because once I had these, I farted in these trousers that I got from the shop.
You farted in that?
Like, yeah, and it smelled so badly. Anyway, that's by the by.
Is that it? I had these trousers, farther, they smell awful. Anyway.
The fabric captured it in such an unruly way.
It's still in there. Like you did it as a charity or something. Because
yeah.
So, trying them on, they're like, ooh.
A golf grenade.
You kind of put them on, they're like, ugh.
Betty and Jean in the charity shops have hit the deck because of the terrible smell.
Open the bag. Oh, these lovely.
We've got a live one here, Jean.
so they show us this like charity shop, and then someone's like, oh, I'll try these on, and it goes in, and you don't see the person in the thing, you just see everyone outside the changing room, and you just hear this boom. They're like, what's that? Open the changing room curtain, and then the smell, and it just creeps out like a fog, like takes over like the whole town or something.
And imagine if everyone in the charity shop, like, you know those old films where there was an explosion and then everyone's face would be like charcoal, and their hair would be on end,
eyebrows burnt off,
blown, like,
yeah.
Also, wouldn't it?
Oh my lord!
Why did I tell you that?
Trousers, statement, you were wearing a cagoule t-shirt, not cagoule.
Oh, Kangol. Yeah, because that was like, do you remember it?
It's a cool brand, like sort of like not skatery, but like more surfery.
Well, it was a hip hop, but because it was in the, it was when Run DMC and Jason Nevins, It's Like That was number one, and it was at that time because they'd have their backwards Kangol hats. And but it was all so the trousers with the terrible stink. I was thinking about this yesterday. I got them and these dungarees that I had from a shop called Granny Wouldn't Like It.
She wouldn't like them. No, you've been doing them.
She didn't.
Granny would not approve.
Surgery burns.
Might, yeah. I can't get up with the images. It's like 10 years later. It's the start of a horror film. Going up into an attic and be like, what's this bag of clothes? Oh my god, so retro. Oh, we can sell this on Depop or something. Go into them, open it. You're flying across the wall.
Okay, have you seen what's it called? It's a really good film with Shia LaBeouf and then
Transformers.
And he ends up. Oh, this guy with Down syndrome escapes.
What is it? Skates.
The peanut butter falcon.
Peanut butter falcon. He escapes of peanut butter. What?
No, he doesn't escape a jar of peanut butter. He escapes a orphanage or something, and then he goes on the run, and then Shia LaBeouf is in it. Have you seen it?
No, but I feel like any of those things. I love peanut butter falcons. No, I don't.
It's a wrestling name. And
he's a wrestler.
Well, it's by the by, really. This is, but it's just a scene in it where he fires a gun and the traction of the poof of the gun fires him back.
What, that he fires the shooter back? That like,
yeah, that's so hilariously. So that's what I just thought.
I was like you when you did the fluff, so I'm like, you flew over the trousers. You fluffed and farted.
Oh, yeah. I forget that you call it that.
Fluff. Fart feels too jarring to be to say. Guff, no, it feels too...
Like a fish.
Like there's a flavour to it. Guff is upsetting to me. Exactly.
It does, yeah.
But fluff just is like this
but
little...
But guff and fluff have similar sound, very similar sounding.
That G does something to it. Guff. It's too... I forgot what it's called.
Onomatopoeic, what you were saying earlier, isn't guff. It?
Well, fluff's more onomatopoeic. Onomatopoeic.
Depends on
guff.
Guff. Guff.
Not a bogey on the nose. Not a
bogey. Yeah, so this girl that I was rollerblading with at the time.
Hold on. So when you slid down the road, the street, and scraped your face before you got through in the river, and your mum patted your face.
Yeah.
Sort of.
This girl said, I need to make sure my face is alright.
Why?
Exactly.
Has she fallen?
I always remember that.
That's so weird. So you fell, and she was like, my face!
She went, wait a minute, because I think she just looked at my face and was so horrified. And then, because it was really bad, you know.
That's so weird.
It was like, all one time, because they could be Terminators.
Sorry.
No.
Give me their names.
No. But yeah, she looked at her, and then this girl, so obviously her mum had to take me home going, I am so sorry. And obviously I'd gone round their house and then come back, half a woman.
Yeah, exactly. Bless you. And it was like, can't get over that other girl going like, I need to check my face.
Yeah.
Imagine her watching like you've been framed, being like, oh, make sure I have my head's on, I'm falling off a seesaw or something.
Yeah, because I said that to her, like, because we lost touch and then gained touch. Is that how it...
Gained touch?
Yeah.
I feel, it feels wrong, that phrase, but also...
Gained touch. So then I said to her, oh, do you remember when that happened? And she said, yeah.
It sounds like a really, like, heartwarming... Oh, bless. Bloody hell. Oh, that's so funny.
I've got... you'll never guess what happened to me yesterday, right?
What happened?
Well, so I haven't been feeling very well.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. And then, unless you've been bloody drugging me.
Drugging? Yeah. What?
Why would you be sorry? You haven't done
anything. Oh, right. I thought you were making like, legit, here's the time to ask, Anna. Have you been drugging me?
Imagine. That was a secret. Like, people have been asking, writing in, going, yeah.
That's good. Like, you've not watched those videos back, Anna, yet. Have you not seen?
Well, there's, you know, people say with some albums that, like, on the record player, if you play him backwards, there's like a message from
Don't.
Satan or something.
I could listen to Stairway to Heaven for many a moon because after watching like one of those YouTube videos, which is like, if you play backwards, it tells you to this, that, the other. I was like, that's terrifying. Terrifying.
So you didn't play it forwards because of what it said backwards?
Just, I was terrified. Terrified to know what happened.
And is it real?
What do you mean?
Like, is it true what they're saying? That when it's backwards, it says something different?
Oh, I don't know, because I wouldn't know the technology to play backwards. So they played this thing, and it sounds like a song going backwards, but it could be any song. They could be playing, like, the Cha-Cha slide backwards. I would not know.
Cha-Cha slide. The whole time.
It was, like, blooming, like, satanic verses or something. I was going to say touch wood. Touch wood? I don't know.
Oh, did you hear that?
Oh, God.
That's a satanic taekwondo.
Oh. What are they like? They taekwondo in late.
That they always do is an evening thing.
Evening thing. A lovely little taekwondo before bed. I never sleep if I don't do my nightly taekwondo in.
Oh, did I tell you as well that my partner asked me to inquire about the taekwondo?
Oh, I thought you were going to say to do it.
He wanted to do it. Made me get on a phone conversation with this man for about an hour. He was telling me all the rates. Yeah, he was, well, because me and my ears as well. I was like, what? And then in the end, my partner goes, oh yeah, I don't want to do that. It's too far away. And I was like, you're kidding me. I've got to like avoid him because I was asking for,
An hour though. But how many types of like taekwondo are there?
How many what?
Types of taekwondo are there for to be an hour's long?
Oh, he was going on about because there's like a trial period and then there's all the different, because my partner wanted to go with him and all the kids, so he was telling me how, like, which age groups we'd have to, and then whether my partner would have to go with them and what times, what, and then I was there writing all notes down.
Like a blooming Da Vinci Code. And then your partner's just like, no, actually.
Yeah. And then because I said, because he goes, oh, I want to do that. And then I said, are you sure? Because we don't live near here, really.
Yeah.
So he goes, oh, well, it'll be perfect, because then I can just come with you when you go to the office. And I was like...
That'd be quite nice. You're down here, and you know, upstairs.
Yeah.
He's having a lovely...
That's his footsteps.
Oh, there he goes. Oh, cracking taekwondo in. Keep it up. Thing is, though, the distance didn't change during that phone call. He knew it at the very beginning.
This is what I said to him. I said it was annoying that you put me through that, because now I've spent my days in here avoiding him.
Oh, you haven't left.
No.
You never know. Open the door, there they are, taekwondo. Enough. I'm not coming, all right? We had a lovely chat.
So, the other day...
So
I was feeling poorly.
Yeah.
And then I finally plucked up the courage to go for a walk.
Mm.
Because I was just festering for the day.
Yeah.
And then we started walking, and then we heard this noise. Gavner!
Only from a tree,
someone.
Yeah, someone with a bell. It's coming.
But no, there was a voice though, and it was how?
That is harrowing. What was it?
It was a boy had fallen off his bicycle. So we ran over, and then he was. Do you know what was really gross as well? He just had to pull the snot.
Bless him.
And I was like, bloody hell.
At least get the tongue out to clean it, so not yours. Hey, are you having that? Like, yes, you should have cleaned
but
it.
But we had the dog with us.
Oh, well, they were eating, right? Yeah.
So,
were they okay? The child, not the dog, but
so
also the
dog. So we were like, can we ring your... And then I was like, I've got... Because we were still by our house, so I said, do you need to be taken to the home?
How old were they?
33. No, I'd say 11 or 12.
Oh, bless her. Still an age. Yeah. Still an age.
Possibly, my partner thinks as well, because that's the field he used to work in. My partner thinks he was autistic as well.
What, because of the field? What do you mean?
No, the field, as in his area, it's what he used to work in. Not as in he's been living in an autistic field. Where the trees are autistic.
I'm so confused because of the field.
They don't move with the wind.
Well, that's why I was confused. I was like, the field that he was moved. I thought.
But that's what people say, isn't it? Their field of expertise.
It is. I'm just very slow today.
No, I get like that sometimes.
It's one of them. I've had many a coffee and an energy drink, and nothing's opening the hatches of my brain today. We're dancing around the thoughts, but we're not getting there, you know?
Well, I can relate to that. I had someone say to me, and I now think about it, and I'm mortified. So, because I'd watched. So, you know, I was a writer on an episode of Meet the Richardsons.
Yeah.
So I watched this one bit, and I was very happy with that. And then I bumped into someone who said that they'd watched it, and then they mentioned something, and I was like, so I just watched one bit thinking that was the whole bit I was in, and then apparently I said, and this is exactly like that, where your brain just goes, and they were like, did you mean to say that? And I said, so it was Meet the Richardson, and then like a producer or something had said about Lucy, John Richardson's wife, the other Richardson in Meet the Richardson, and then apparently I went, who's Lucy? Isn't that mortifying?
What, in the programme?
Yeah! So she would have now seen that I had done that. And then he said, this guy, because another comedian told me, and he went, did you mean to do that? And I was like, no, it's just my brain sometimes just can't.
No, it just can't catch up and stuff.
Yeah, but it just doesn't comprehend. Like, obviously, I was there, they employed me, I was there for it, but in that moment.
Exactly, you know Lucy. Like,
It's
not.
But in that moment, it wasn't me being funny or something. It was genuinely my brain just.
You just can't catch it. Yeah, I get all the time. Like.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Really basic stuff. Like, it's just days like this where I think of my thoughts. Like, you know, the end of Crystal Maze, where they're catching those, like, golden tickets and stuff like that. Sometimes it feels like that, where you're like, everything. There's a lot going on. Yeah. It's all around me. I'm getting slapped in the face by my thoughts and I can't catch them. And then I get one and it's not a golden one. It's the other one that takes the stuff away. You know, I can't remember what it is. I think it's silver.
Yeah, the foil is foils. Silver foil is means, yeah, and then what's the... What's the gold? You go to Chessington World of Events.
I can't remember because it's not a bright one like the flash place, is it? Oh, I remember I went to a lovely crystal mason when I was younger as a child.
Oh,
younger as a child. And it was like, so they were diamonds, obviously, because they're not going to leave that out for us to grab and that. So you'd like swing across this thing and press a little button. I remember there's one you'd have to put your hand in, you had a spider and press a button. We were there for a good 10 minutes.
Was a real spider?
Oh, no, not real one, crikey, imagine. But I still didn't put my hand in, we were there for a long time because I was like, I'm not going anywhere near that. And it was like this animatronic, like a little tiny. Not even animatronic, probably just some my name's short for animatronic.
Yeah, don't say that.
Next time people ask.
You should say that. Yeah. You know.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, you could open with that.
I used to get a lot, like, what's Anna short for? People think it's like Annabelle Anastasia, so it's just Anna. No, it's animatronic.
What you should say.
Animal.
You should introduce like that.
Anarchy.
My name is Anna, short for animatronic.
Animatronic.
I would laugh. I think that's a fantastic idea. And then you start
doing a robot alike.
I couldn't think of a better way to start a set.
I'm gonna give it a go.
You should do that though, be serious.
I don't know, animatronics terrify me though. So I don't want to encourage them.
Oh, okay.
There's a ride in...
Did you finish about the crystal maze?
Yeah, just they had buttons instead of diamonds. It wasn't a great story. I'm sure you're going to be telling it to everyone. You never guess where Anna's been.
Oh,
crystal maze. I told everyone, hey, pass the word on, guys. I have been to a crystal maze place. They didn't have diamonds, they had buttons. It's true.
Oh, have I done that thing? Oh, I've done it today. I've hidden myself with the laptop.
Oh,
I just need to sit up, I think.
Oh, it's all going on.
Oh, dear.
Smothering dragons.
Have I just cut you up again?
Cut me up?
Yeah. Of what you were saying,
cut
not physically.
To pieces. Crystal Maze. Oh, seeing I'm scared. The flags fall. For the audio listeners.
Should we just get rid of the flags?
Oh, no, leave her. They can sit behind us.
You need to pivot, though.
Pivot? I can't... Oh, it's a dragon. I don't want to move to...
You're wearing it like you're a boxer.
Don't encourage me. I've been watching a lot of boxing. Not boxing.
Oh, yeah, because you love people's...
I love the walk-up music, the boxing. I can't watch the fighting because it upsets me too much. But, like, the walk-up bit, I love that. So don't encourage me. I would do boxing, wrestling, whatever... just for a walk-up music.
So this boy was crying for help.
Oh, the boy... Right, so a boy...
Sorry,
I'm going on about bloody Christmas. Can I get back to the boy who's fallen over?
So he was there on the floor crying, shouting help, so we ran over, and then we were like, well, do you need us to take you anywhere? Where's your dad?
With some is. Yeah. I've heard about this great.
We're in the Aztec zone. And he goes, I need to tell my dad. So I go, where is your dad? Do you have a telephone? Well, so my partner got his telephone out and goes, do you know your dad's number? And I'll ring him. And he goes, no, it's in my phone. But he couldn't move his arm. So he goes, oh, it's in my bag. So I was like, well, do you mind if we go in your bag to get your phone, to get your dad's number, to ring your dad? And then he goes, there's my dad. And then...
Has dad been there the entire time?
No, there's a man with a little girl on a scooter just walking the opposite way about three streets down.
But yeah, did they not know the boy was not there?
I don't even understand that, really. No. So I'm assuming because the boy was on a bike that he'd gone off.
Oh, and then the dad's assumed he'll come back.
Wow, because they were walking, now I know, home. So they were walking home, so... I don't know what had happened. They'd obviously lost touch. Because as well, I feel like the boy thought his dad was at home, so I don't really understand. So then I went, what? I went, that's your dad? So then he goes, yeah, that's my dad. And I went, so then my partner started whistling. Not
like sitting on the dock of the bay.
Might have started whistling to ourselves.
It's just, not now, it's beautiful, but not now.
It's not, and I can't do that whistle, so.
No, neither can I. That's why I was singing Stock of the Bay.
Stock of the Bay.
I don't get Stock of the
Bay. So I started running towards this man. Oh, yeah, because my partner's whistling wasn't getting him to turn around. So then I started running, but I have a terrible run. But that was the least of our problems.
So, the child's like, stop running. Yeah. It's making it worse.
So then I said, excuse me, over, your son has had an accident. And then he was like, what's happened? Is it serious? I said, oh, no, I don't think so. He's just hurt his arm. See, I've just hurt his arm. So then he ran back but then left the child on a scooter.
Has he not learned from his previous mistakes?
So then he looks behind to her, and then I sort of must have done a signal as if to say, I am now.
This is my child now.
Yeah. So then she starts running after her dad, doesn't look. So the dad's then run off. And then she's like about to just run across a very busy road, and I'm like, stop! So then we almost had another bloody pull over. So then, but she didn't even know why she was following her dad, because then when she got to her brother, she screamed his name and was like, so I was like, oh, that's quite interesting that she's just spent 3 minutes running.
Yeah.
Not knowing how to clear off or something. Almost got run over twice.
We're running now, I guess.
Exactly. And she had a scooter. So she could have, anyway. So
yeah, she could have scooted.
Yeah. So then the dad was like, it's going to be all right, like hugged him and all this business. And then logistically though, we had a child, a bicycle, a girl, a scooter, two backpacks,
yeah,
and all this business. When I found, you know, when we went in, when I just went to get my bag, I've realised I've still got the child.
The child in a backpack and a scooter.
We established that the boy needed to go to hospital,
yeah,
but they needed to drop all their stuff home before the dad was gonna, so they didn't want to bring an ambulance. I don't know why they didn't.
This sounds like the start of an episode of Casualty, I'm not gonna lie.
Oh my god, it exactly was,
because then in that point then another accident would happen because they didn't go to hospital. Something would happen. Yeah.
Well, no. So then I said, because the dad just couldn't get his head around because he needed to get rid of the other child, and you know.
Yeah.
So then I was like, right. Well, we live there, so we can drive, and then. So then he went, yeah? And I went, yeah. So then I didn't have my. So I had to go back home, and then I realised. I didn't have my bloody house keys on me.
Oh.
And I was waiting for this. Because my partner was like, why did you take so long? Because there's a blooming teenager in his bedroom trying to get him down to let me in. And then he was like, what's with all the noise? It's just like,
I'll show you the noise.
Yeah, exactly.
Start whistling.
Yeah. Otis. So then he very slowly let me in, and then I went round, and then drove to the child, and then by this point the grandfather had been summoned, but then I think the grandfather, because my partner was then standing over this boy, and then by this point I'm there with my doors open and hazard lights on, so then I think the grandfather has come and thought I have run over him. Because he's just like just keeps on the wall. To be fair, actually my partner has run over the child, because Because obviously to him, he's just arrived, and then my partner's standing over, his grandson, there's a car like that, and then he just keeps looking at my partner, but I'm in the car with the hazard lights on by this point, waiting to take...
What? Your partner's getaway driver, yeah, to see his
But now I don't get why the granddad, like, why I'm now... So then the boy was put in my car.
But the granddad's just driven down?
Yeah, with the girl and the scooter.
How big's the scooter? I'm sure they can fit more. It's not one of those smart cars.
It was a little car. So then I've got the boy's bike, the boy, the dad.
Boy's bike, the boy,
and then
the
you'll
dad.
Never guess what's happened then.
Your car's broken
my
down.
My partner has taken the bike and then just shoved the dog in the front seat.
Oh!
So I've now got this mental dog, and then the beep, it keeps beeping because it's obviously got my seatbelt on, because I'm like trying to get this, I'm trying to, like, and then my partner's just gone off with the bicycle, and then I've got this child with his arm bone sticking out, and then I've got the dog, so I'm going, Hugo, to the dog,
yeah.
And then like, trying to hold it, which is really dangerous.
Yeah, whilst driving?
Yes!
Oh my goodness.
Which is the other bit in casualty, isn't it?
Yeah, that's when the accident's going to happen again.
Yeah, and then the kid's dad goes, right, so if you could just turn around here, and I was like, yeah, you really chose the wrong drive. There's no way I could just turn around when there's no space, because I'm not a great driver. So I had to go, and then he saw the panic in my eyes, he was like, oh, you could just go up here. So then I'm like, but I don't know how I was supposed to turn around in where there was no place to turn around. Yeah. So then I drove, and he was like, oh, you know where this road is? And I was like, who ever, in Google Go? Oh, you know with it? No.
Who knows the name of any roads anymore? Just, I don't know. I rely on Google Maps and that. Like, if I pick up a road name, it's by accident.
Yeah.
Like,
it turned out, I didn't know where we live because it was by where the youngest goes to school, but I didn't know the Birmingham road name.
No.
So anyway, so then I dropped them off. And then he got out, and then I drove home, and then I drove home, parked the car, rang my partner, and then I was like, where's you? And he was like, I'm at the boy's house.
How did he find the house?
Even the grandfather or someone must have told him, so then he's gone with the bicycle up. No, he hasn't gone with the bicycle. Oh, I think, bless him, I think he was worried about me being in a car with strangers.
Yeah.
He's gone to make sure I'm alright.
Oh.
And then I've gone, not realising, I forgot everyone's stuffing in my boots, but I've now driven off.
Oh.
So it's like a complete comedy of errors.
No, this is a film.
Yeah, so then the guy this morning knocked on, and the boy just this morning was out of the operating theatre. But yeah, it was really bad.
God bless, I'm getting bones sticking out.
Yeah.
Oh, I.
Yeah, it was like a hole.
A hole?
A whole thing. Oh, sorry.
Oh.
A whole thing, as in.
So it meant like there was a hole. Well, there was a hole. If there's a bone sticking out.
No, there was a hole. But my partner first thought we both thought he was being quite dramatic, and then apparently from head on, you could see it was all sort of bent around.
Oh.
So, yeah.
But, oh, bless her. Oh, that pain. Like, there's nothing like it, isn't it? Have you broken a bone?
I must have. Yeah, I think mainly fingers and stuff, so not. It doesn't hurt as much blood, does it?
Well, a bit. Like, I broke one of my baby finger playing netball. Well, not even playing it. You know, in PE, like, when they're treating you, like, how to pass the ball into the netball.
Yeah.
We're doing that, and the ball bounced on the floor, and it bounced up and hit my baby finger. And I just remember the pain. I could not think about anything else. You know, sometimes it's like, it's and hit directly from.
It looks bent.
Yes, so I've had surgery on it since. But for weeks, they thought it was just, I can't remember what it was, not broken. They thought it was like strained or something like that. So you know that thing where they get, well, your finger's weak, so they get plasters and they like put them together.
Yeah.
With
like a splint.
Yeah, to want to support the, like, you know, bad finger. So for weeks, and it, like, went back for a checkup then, because it was like, this isn't right, this is still hurting, I can't move it. And it was like swollen and that. And you're like, this finger is broken. And like, you know, did x-rays and sent me off to like have surgery. So then for weeks later, that's when I had surgery and that. And I think I think it's either that or when I had my tonsils out, I watched, it was in like the children's ward, and I watched Full Monty. We're such a fondness for that film since, because it's just like, such a nice, like, yeah. I don't know,
it's not something that you'd expect to see. It was on the children's ward.
Children's ward, yeah. Wheeled out a TV and played Full Monty.
Men's thrusting.
In there. But I love it, cracking soundtrack for Monty,
you know,
when the first go in.
There's a sequel coming out. Like, literally, they're filming it now.
You're joking. Is it the same people?
Yeah.
Harrier, I am. If that soundtrack is not as cracking, I'm going to be very upset.
Because that's it. That could be our next.
Yeah, we need to do another cinema date with my mum. Let's do it. But the finger, they for weeks, because it was broken and they didn't know. So when they did the surgery, I had to have this metal claw. And this was already in my first comprehensive school, so I wasn't having a lovely time anyway. And like, it was my right in hand, so I had to like use a computer and things in my left hand, because I was trying to write with my left hand, and it was like, this is taking a page. Per a word during my work, like trying to carve the words into the page, like, like, may as well have had a knife and a chisel or whatever and a stone, and like, just the metal
Anna.
Claw.
What do you mean a metal claw?
So there was like, so they did the surgery and there was like the white bandage and whatever around it, but there was also like a U shaped claw thing that they attached from like my wrist thing to like. Going around like a U shape, if you get me, around the fingers to protect it, so that I didn't bang it or bend it, so just to keep it straight.
I thought like that,
like what, like a nail coming out, like a, I can't think.
Like a U like that
on top of my
like
finger, like a Teletubby, like thing on top.
Well, that makes sense. I've seen them. I know what you mean now. Bloody hell!
But so you've broken fingers and you've like carried on.
Yeah.
Oh, have you broken them? Or do I want to know? Was that a face?
Oh, it's
very ominous.
No, it's just like on like my show, isn't it?
Oh, right, yeah. Like,
yeah. I don't think we ought to. Should we call it
Let's call it. So long.
Bye.
We need to say bye. Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye. I think that's a good one.
Track it.
This is the end.
Not for forever, though. We're out every Wednesday on Patreon and Sunday on all other podcast places.
Please leave a review and tell a friend, because that is nice.
Bye.
Bye.
I don't usually find women funny, but...
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.